Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Monday, August 21st, 2017. Welcome to episode 26 of Amy Talks About Stuff. Yes, today I am really, really glad that I got one episode ahead earlier in the month because, as I expected, I did turn out to need it. What happened was, on Saturday night, I had time to record, but I did not have time to edit until Sunday evening, which was the day that that episode was supposed to go out anyway because I was a day ahead, and my episode for Saturday, the 19th, had already gone out on Saturday morning. That's why my episode for Sunday the 20th didn't come out until the evening, whereas most of my episodes so far for Dog Days of Podcasting have been coming out in the morning. On Sunday night, I edited my show and added in theme music while most of my friends were watching Game of Thrones. I have not been following Game of Thrones, and on general principles, I refuse to start until I've at least read the first book, preferably all of the books. So I was one of the people amusing myself on some form of device while the people who are keeping up with Game of Thrones were watching it. And I didn't think to bring my good headphones, so I was editing with earbuds while listening to dragons roaring and people fighting on the TV in the other room. That was an interesting experience. But I did keep up, and I am going to continue to keep up with Dog Days of Podcasting. Now to get on to my main topic. Today is the day that we've all been waiting for many, many years. Today was North American Solar Eclipse Day, so I'd like to talk about my experience with that. As I've mentioned, the Deadpan Podcast crew planned our meetup around it this year. Ditto and T-Cat, yes, I'm going to stick with the message board nicknames, live down in Kansas City and were the ones who lived closest to the Path of Totality, and also they have relatives who live pretty much right on it, so we went up to T-Cat's aunt and uncle's, I believe, house this afternoon with a bunch of her other nearby family, and we had Sloppy Joes and potato salad and chips for lunch there while we were waiting for the eclipse. Oh, that's right, let me go back to this morning. Today has been a really cool day. I almost forgot I was going to mention this. Not only did I get to experience a total solar eclipse, which was amazing, but today I also saw a rainbow, lightning, and shafts of sunlight coming through a cloud. When I got up this morning to go down to Ditto and T-Cat's house, there was a rainstorm coming through the area, and the positioning of the sunlight and the oncoming rainstorm were such that I could actually see a rainbow off in the west, a little bit of one. Driving up to the farm, we drove through a very spectacular Midwest lightning storm, which was I'm sure was a novel experience for some of our guests. And we were hoping that all the clouds would have gone away by the actual time of the eclipse, but unfortunately, no such luck. I can post a picture in the show notes that I took of the clouds. I don't actually have any pictures of the eclipse itself, because it was too cloudy to see much of anything. Although, going out there was worth it, and the eclipse glasses were worth it too. By looking through our eclipse glasses, which we all had, we did see the beginning and the end. We could actually see the lunar disk on the sun pretty well, but only at the beginning and the end, not during totality. We were really lucky that it was cloudy but not raining on us during totality. It rained on and off for most of the time we were out there. So we all stood together in the corner of the front yard as it was getting close to the big moment, and we all, as we were going out there, we were making lots of jokes and literally yelling at clouds and blowing toward the clouds, jokingly. We all had a really good sense of humor about the whole thing. That's one of the things I love about this group. Of course, in this geeky group, somebody mentioned using the Force to push the clouds away, and I joked back, I almost wore my Jedi outfit today, but I decided I didn't feel like it. And if I had, I would have gotten so much crap right now about not being able to push the clouds out of the way. Anyway, we were all standing around in the front yard watching it get darker, and we all talked about how it really was quite a lot darker outside than could be accounted for just by the cloud cover alone. And then the 2 minutes-ish of totality happened where we were, and it was really, really cool. It wasn't too dark to see anything. It was there was enough light to see each other and to take pictures, but it was very, very dark for the middle of the day, and because of the clouds, you could see kind of a pseudo-sunset-like effect on the horizon, and it was really, really pretty. And despite everyone was kind of disappointed, but we took it in good humor, and it was absolutely worth it to experience a cool and unique moment like that, especially with this very special group of friends. I am so happy and so grateful that I got to be with that group specifically to see the total solar eclipse, or to see its side effects, anyway. This was an amazing day. This was a wonderful day. I really love all my friends, and I'm really grateful to have them in my life. We actually hung around for a while after that to wait for most of the traffic to clear out, because, of course, there were lots and lots of people trying to get into and out of the path of totality. So we hung around the house for another hour or so after that before all parting ways. Since I was already almost a third of the way back to Omaha, my plan was just to continue on my way home. So I got to hug everybody goodbye, and we took lots of group pictures. We had a wonderful time. I will keep in touch until the next meetup, whenever that may be. I was actually surprised when I got back to Interstate 29 that there really wasn't any traffic to speak of, and it was on Interstate 29 that I saw the shafts of sunlight coming through the clouds, which was really pretty. Also, I listened to some previous Dog Days of Podcasting episodes on my way back, and I also recorded one, also onto my phone. I am recording this Monday night, and I'm going to release it tonight, but my Tuesday episode has already been recorded, and I hope to get it edited maybe tonight, I think. Or at least as soon as I can. Trying to get a day ahead again, if possible. That would be nice. So that was my eclipse experience. It was wonderful, and totally worth all the planning we put into it.
Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevere, on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.